Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Come on in. You're just in time. Take a seat.
Yes, good morning, Mr. Rudolph. Sir, I have a problem with my boiler.
How about some coffee? Cream, sugar?
What is the best backup generator made today?
Blueberry scone, perhaps?
When you turn on the hot water, it whistles like a train.
Get comfy, because Lou Casa, Tu Casa. And he's taking your questions till 10. Right here on the Mr. Fix-It Show with Lou Manfredini on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Baby, 7:09 in the morning, it's the Mr. Fix-It Show on 720 WGN. This hour of the Mr. Fix-It Show is sponsored by ChevyDriveChicago.com and by Lightkeeper Pro. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Good morning to Doma T. Good morning to Sam. Did you gentlemen have a nice Thanksgiving?
Yeah, that's what
I'm going to say good morning to you too. The problem is...
You're still in that 100-pound coma from all the birds.
No, no, no. You know, I do a show in New York, which I do an hour before I do this show. And so Lindsay and I have already talked for 2 hours this morning.
Nobody else knows that.
I understand.
So,
I was going to say...
You're shunning me out.
No, I'm not. I was doing that as a joke, just to get to your reaction.
Who's laughing?
Wasn't it Lou Holtz to say, excuses are like rear ends, Lou?
Yeah, they are. They are. So let me tell you how much I'm like... and this is Sam. He sent me a nice text. He said, Happy Thanksgiving, Radio Dad.
That was so nice.
Aww.
I got it, too.
Right, because as I was going to bed, what night was that, Sam, that I texted you?
Thursday,
I'm going to bed, I got the news on, and there's some terrible story in the news about some home invasion in Palos where somebody came into a house and killed a man, and they weren't letting the identity out of who this young man was.
That's where my parents live, in Palos.
In Palos.
Yes.
So all of a sudden, I'm like, well, Sam might be in Palos. I'm thinking, in my head, I'm going, and so I text Sam, you okay?
I had no idea what that meant. I'm like, wait, what?
And normally, you know, with the kids, you get the text messages back right away. Then he doesn't text me right away. So now I'm like, oh, my gosh, he's the guy. He's the guy.
I'm dead.
Right, he's dead. He's not going to text me if he's dead. And so now I'm worried for like 10 minutes, right? And then he goes, I'm sitting on the couch watching a movie or something like that. And so then I said, see how much I worry about you, right?
I appreciate it. I was actually on the scale for just 10 minutes. I kept waiting for the number to go down. Come on, go down.
I heard about your tradition, Sam, by the way. You get on the scale before and after Thanksgiving?
I get on the scale when I get up, and I get on the scale before I go to bed.
David does the same thing. He's like, how much did you weigh today? And I'm like, I don't know. What? And he's like, well, I always do this. I weigh myself before dinner and then after.
Really? I never get on the scale.
I don't even own the scale.
I don't want to know.
Yeah.
Domati stands on his iPhone.
My nephew Jack is a high school wrestler, and so he had a wrestling tournament on Friday. And he's, 14? 15? He wrestles at 106. Okay?
Wow.
Right. He's like Domati. And, and so he's 15 years old, 14 years old. And, you know, he's not eating a huge Thanksgiving meal because he's worried about weighing in. And, of course, he weighs in, you know, early in the morning on Friday, and he weighs in at 105. And I'm like, you could add another pound of food.
That, right, exactly.
Right? But, you know, the wrestlers are crazy about the weight, and so it's a tough workout. So, and actually did quite well, so way to go, Jack.
We're good on him.
Happy Thanksgiving. Nice to have everybody back. And glad you all had a nice time, and we did as well with our family. It's you'll find that Lindsay, you'll see this too. It'll be years from now, but just having everybody under one roof, with your kids,
It's the best.
I feel that now.
It is the best. It is absolutely the best. All right, 312-981-7200 is our phone number. A bunch coming up today. Indoor air quality, this is something that I think many of us are worried about throughout the year. But in particular, as we close things up, our new Tulu 2 this morning is a really high-quality indoor air purifier. And we tested it out. We've got a video up on my Facebook page if you want to see it. But a little bit later on this morning, we'll talk about this new product coming up. And then Christmas trees. Do you do the Christmas trees? Sam, do you do a Christmas tree? Do you do a real or a fake Christmas tree?
We have a fake tree upstairs. We're putting it up today, actually.
Domati, fake or real?
Real. I'm all about the real trees.
And Lindsay, I think, does fake or real. Do you do a fake or real tree?
We do a fake tree.
Fake tree.
Fake tree.
Well, I would love a real tree, but my youngest son is allergic to trees. So we had to go fake years ago, which is nice. I mean, it's fine. But this company, they are a local company here in Chicago that will deliver and set up your tree for you and even vac up the needles. It's like an Uber for your Christmas tree. I love that. So we're going to talk to this guy later on this morning to find out about if this is a service that might be of use to you. And then it's our Binney's Holiday Wine Test Time coming up. We'll need help from you gentlemen later on, and Lindsay as well. We have now gone to three wines just to keep it short and sweet. And we found out that when we post and talk about these wines now, the fine folks at Binney's have provided wines on the air button that is on their website. So when you go to the website after you see we talk about these wines, you can learn exactly about what they are at the Binney's website. And we have three Binney's gift cards to give away, right? So the first caller at 591-7000 is going to win a Binney's gift card, 591-7000. You can use it for the holidays. 312-981-7200 is our phone number, and this is Dave in Des Plaines. Dave, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Good morning and happy holidays.
You too, sir. How can I help you?
Thank you. I had a question. I kind of want to have a green Christmas, and the idea of a cut tree doesn't appeal to me as putting a tree that I could plant in my yard is what I really want to do. Any suggestions?
Well, you could go buy. There are actually services that do this, too. We featured them a few years ago. But you could go to a nursery and buy a small evergreen in a pot, or actually that's wrapped in burlap.
Mm-hmm.
You could put it in a giant pot. I mean, this is going to be a bit to move around, Dave. You know, it's not, depending on the size tree you want. I mean,
right.
The ball on a 6-foot tall fir is a pretty big ball. And you got to get that into your house on like a dolly, set it inside of a pot with some dirt and water it, and it'll hang on. And then at the end of Christmas, you know, it'll be dormant. The risk is this: you're in a heated space in your home.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're going to bring it outside, and it's going to be a little confused as to what the season is. So there's a risk that the tree doesn't make it. Now, one thing that I would tell you is the trick is to take the tree once Christmas is over outside, leave it in the pot for probably a week or so, so that it says, huh, boy, wow, it's cold out here. And then you can replant it.
Replanted at that time?
Well,
I'll wait till the spring, obviously.
You could, yeah. I mean, you could pre-dig everything now so the hole's ready, and it'll just be dormant, you know what I mean? Because mm-hmm. you don't know where the weather's going to be. Probably right now you could dig a hole outside, no problem, and you could prep it. But if you want, you could get a large pot with dirt in it. The tree will go dormant, put it outside, then in the spring you could plant it. You're in Des Plaines, so you've got Lurvy's that's not too
right.
far from you, right on on Dempster. They probably have some evergreens back there, but you're probably only going to do. And here's the thing: if you did a 4-foot evergreen, but it's wrapped in burlap and you put it in a pot, it'll be
right.
6 feet tall by the time you bring it in the house.
Wow,
cool idea. It's a lot of work, but it's a cool idea.
Yeah. Well, maybe I was thinking to maybe get like a dwarf tree, but those are only a couple feet.
Right. I mean, it all depends on the look that you're going for. I love that idea. The thing is, if you do it every year, all of a sudden you're going to have a forest of evergreen in the backyard.
Well, I've got a big lot.
Cool. What I like about the idea is if you did this, you know, and even if you did a smaller tree and you just kind of made that your tradition, it could be a fun little thing saying, hey, we planted that tree Christmas of 2017, or that was the tree we planted in 2018. It's a beautiful remembrance of the holiday that you could definitely pull off if you wanted to. Dave, good idea, and I appreciate the phone call. It's 7:19 in the morning. You're listening to the Mr. Fix-It Show on 720 WGN. We'll be right back.
3 hours of Manfredini. It's a Mr. Fix-It hat trick. Mike Emery from NBC Sports here, and I'm a big Lou fan. Great to hear him on the radio home of the Blackhawks, 720 WGN.
Welcome back. Happy Thanksgiving post-weekend. I hope you all had a wonderful time. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Jim's in Chicago. Jim, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Good morning, Lou. Good morning to everybody there. Happy holidays. We had a new driveway put in, cement driveway, and a neighbor was saying we should have it sealed. And I was wondering what Lou's idea is. The thing is, right now I can see some pitting, you know, like little holes where the cement is coming up. So I was just wondering if...
When did this go in?
July.
Okay. Is it still pretty clean?
Yes.
All right. Well, since we have some warm weather, you can still seal it, and you can do it yourself.
Okay.
All right. I want you to clean off the garage or the driveway with, you know, just a mild cleaner. I mean, you could use dish soap for all I care.
And
a broom, and just broom it off. Get it wet, broom it off, and then make sure you get all the suds off so it's just water, right?
Yes.
Then you're going to go buy... How big of a driveway is it?
Oh, about, 30 feet.
Okay.
That makes sense.
Probably going to go away with 1 gallon of Bone Dry product.
Okay.
Bone Dry is this terrific sealer you're going to put in a pump sprayer. It has to be damp when you put it down. It has to be above freezing.
Okay.
So, you know, if we get a couple days in the 40s or 50s, if you do it in the morning or something like that, put this down. It's going to bond in about an inch to the top layer of that concrete, and it is going to give you a perfect, wonderful seal.
Okay, that sounds great. I will try that.
All right.
Thanks, Lou.
Have a great day. I appreciate you calling this morning. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. And it is 7:24 in the morning. It's time now to hop in the car and head to Goods Furniture in Kewaunee, Illinois. They're open every day from 9 until 6.
Look what you made me do.
Hey, Lou, I wasn't paying attention, and I got super glue all over our dining room table. Look
what you made me do.
The refrigerator is always getting dirty. I get a fingerprint on it, and I get yelled at.
Now back to Lou Manfredini and the Mr. Fix-It Show.
It's usually true that when you just ignore problems, they just get better.
On Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Look what you just made me do. Look what you just made me do. Look what you made me do.
Welcome back. Lou Manfredini here with you, the Mr. Fix-It Show. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. You have anything going on around your home you need some help with, just give us a call. We got a couple open lines this morning. So if you've always had a hard time getting through, now is not going to happen. And actually, the next person that calls, I have all these Binny's gift cards to give away, right? What? What are you laughing at? Well, yeah, they have to have a question. So the person's going to call now with the question. I'm going to give them a $50 Binny's gift card. No, it's not a contest line. I've got these Binny's gift cards and $50. Who doesn't want that, right? 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Our Noodle-oo 2 is coming up, and it's a really good one about indoor air quality. And I think that this is a huge topic that people are concerned with, especially if you have allergies and asthma. And now you're going to start bringing in a lot of stuff into the home, the Christmas tree and the wreaths. And some people are really concerned about that, right? Because the overall quality inside the air is not good. So you're going to like this new Lou 2. It's not an inexpensive item, but if you can breathe easily, more easily with something like this, then I think it's absolutely worth it. That's for sure. The other thing, too, is speaking of Christmas, coming up after 8:30, there's a new local company that is in the Christmas tree business where they have these lots that you can go pick out your tree, and they will deliver it, set it all up, and then they'll pick it up, too, right, when you're done at the end of the holidays. And then they'll even vacuum up all the needles if you'd want, like, depending on what you want to do. All right. So, look, the only reason Steve's calling because I'm going to give him a $50 Binny's gift card. So, Steve, when we're done.
Well, you know,
go ahead.
Help with the family, Lou. That's always a blessing.
That's all I can do is help you. But so when we're done, I'm going to put you back on hold so Lindsay can get your information, okay?
Thanks. I appreciate that, buddy. Hey, I have a question. So we recently moved into a home about 5 months ago, and it has a whole house humidifier. However, our bedroom seems to be the driest, scratchiest, most annoying place to be because it doesn't seem like there's any humidity in the room.
Right.
I'm wondering if there's something I need to do to, like, do I buy a separate one for the, because this is a very large master suite. Do I buy something separate for that space to make sure that it is?
Is it the furthest room from the furnace?
It is.
Yeah. So the whole house humidifier, you know, the whole idea. I mean, obviously, the first thing you could try is turning up the setting. Okay. Do you know if you have a dial that's actually on the furnace or is it on your thermostat?
It's built into the thermostat.
Okay. So check that first and find out. The question is, you don't want to introduce a ton of moisture into certain parts of the room where now you see the windows starting to fog up and whatnot. But, you know, if you crank that thing
that
up to
concern.
If you crank it up to 50%, even on your thermostat, and you could buy a small, you can buy these little humidistats at the hardware store for $10 and you can put them room to room. It takes 24 hours for them to register to find out. But if you are comfortable in the rest of the house, but the bedroom, because it's so far away, you can buy a small ultrasonic humidifier that you could use as a supplemental unit there that you would plug in, and you'd have to fill it up occasionally. But when you use one of these ultrasonics in conjunction with the whole house, they go a lot longer, meaning that you fill them up with water, and it's not like you're changing them every day. Because they have settings on them, whatever, you're going to say 30%, and that's what it's going to do. It's going to turn itself on and off, on and off. And so maybe you're filling the thing up every 3 days, but something like that might be the way to go.
Lou, what is a good setting for the whole house? So currently it is set at 50.
Okay.
And
so that's hot. I mean, overall, yeah, that's, I mean, if you had 50% humidity in a house and you really had that level, it'd be dripping off the ceilings when the weather gets cold. You want about 25 to 30% once the weather starts to drop, and that's where these small portable units, these portable humidistat gauges that you can buy, are helpful, because the setting that you put on their thermostat might not be what it's actually in the home. It's just pumping out, and depending on whatever drafts in the home or how the house is built, you may never get to that point. But those smaller ones that you can move around, I actually have a couple of them in my house because I have the same thing. I have a couple rooms that are more are drier than the rest of the house, and I like to just pay attention to that. And I play around with the settings on the humidifier. But again, when you change those settings, it typically takes 24 hours to readjust. So you have to be patient on that. So 25 to 30% for the winter is really what you definitely want to, you'll be the most comfortable at and not harm the rest of your home. All right, Steve, hang on a second. Lindsay will get your information to send you out that $50 Binny's gift card. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, it's our new Tulu 2. All right, it's 7:48 in the morning, time now for our new Tulu 2. If you're worried about indoor air quality, you're going to want to listen to this. You're going to want to listen to this.
Fresh air can be harder to come by than you think. If you have pets or you live in a city or it's cold outside, you're almost certainly breathing in air that is full of contaminants that make you sick and even trigger asthma and allergies.
Ow!
Now, you can't do much about the air that you breathe at work or on the train, but you can control the air inside your home. The problem is that most air purifiers are ugly, loud, and some even omit ozone, which can be a serious lung irritant. Our new Tulu 2 this week, the Air Mega, tackles all of those problems with the smart air purifier, which is quiet, doesn't spew toxins, and is pretty pretty. It's also smart. That's right, it's got an app, like most appliances do these days. Air Mega keeps you abreast of the air quality in your place and can let you know if the air has gotten funky while you're on the road. If so, you just activate it remotely and come home to fresh air. There's also a handy automatic mode that lets the purifier turn itself on whenever the air gets stale, and an eco-friendly mode that shuts it off after 10 minutes. The machine has filters on either side, so it inhales more bad air and exhales more good air. This thing can renew the air in a 1,500 square foot space twice an hour. Air Mega claims the carbon and HEPA filters remove 99.97% of the junk in the air, and the app and a sensor on the top of the device will tell you when it's time to change them. Now, with these brains and fresh air come a price. There are a couple different versions ranging from about $450 to $600. But hey, how much are your lungs worth to you? I found the best prices on Amazon, but you can find out more about the Air Mega at airmega.com or check out Lou's Facebook page for his weekly video review. That's this week's New to Lou 2.
And the video debut of Hamilton the hairy dog. Who was part of the Air Mega. This is a interesting product in the sense that it moves the air and uses HEPA filtration, which is arguably the most agreed upon method by which to filter the air. Most fans, most filtration systems, when you use them, make a heck of a lot of noise because you got to move that air, exchange. I mean, Lindsay said it'll do up to 1,500 square feet. And so this unit looks good, operates well. It's got sensors on it to let you know when the air is dirty or not, so you can visually see that as well going on. It's not an inexpensive product, but if you can breathe easier, then it's worth it. And it's a quality manufactured product. You can kind of feel it, see it. Visually, if you set it up in your home, I think you're going to be really happy with how it looks. It doesn't look rinky-dink whatsoever. So check it out. We've got the video up on my Facebook page, Lou Manfredini. You can see it there, and you can learn more about it as well. Lindsay found some deals, too, so there seems to be some Black Friday deals if you search it out online.
Amazon.
Yeah, Amazon's got a pretty good deal on it right now, so a little bit less expensive than their normal manufactured price, but it's good. It's a really nice product, and again, if you're worried or want to improve the indoor air quality inside your home, check out the Air Mega. I think you're going to like it. All right, 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Carolyn is in St. Petersburg. Hi, Carolyn. You're on WGN. Good morning.
Good morning, Lou. Happy holidays to everybody at WGN. I listen all the time.
Thank you.
And you have to come down for your remote, you know.
I'm very available to come to St. Petersburg, Florida.
Yeah, Bon Air, your favorite.
I love the Bon Air.
But just, I'm going to do Giving Tuesday. You had on that lady from the food shelter last week.
Oh, from the Northern Illinois Food Bank, yes.
Yeah, so I hope you do a remote from there. But anyway, two quick questions. Older condo, the light switches, sometimes they work, the two in the hall, and sometimes they don't for the overhead. Is it something in the line or just the old boxes?
When you say older condo, how old is old?
73.
So it's possible that, I doubt 73, they're mercury switches. They could be, but you'd probably just need to change the devices.
Okay.
If they're original.
I just don't use them. I don't want them left on because I think that seems like a little bit of a hazard.
You don't use those lights at all?
Well, I was, but then when they didn't,
oh,
I thought,
right.
Oh, I have to go up there and change the bulb. And then the other day I noticed it went on. I was like, I think it's the boxes.
Well, not the boxes, but rather the device. So the device that you're switching the light on and off with is possibly needs to be replaced. And so, you know, it's a switch, right? If it gets used a lot and it's been used from since the 70s, it's been clicking on and off for a long time. And so, you know, the thing is that if you're going to change those devices, one thing to kind of ask yourself is, boy, do I want that to be, would I like that light to be on a dimmer? And if it is going to be on a dimmer, would I also like to change that light bulb to a LED bulb so I can save money on my energy bills? So if you answer yes to both of those questions, you want to make sure that whomever you're going to get this to do this, if it's a, you know, hopefully an electrician.
Oh, I will.
All right. Is that they put in a universal dimmer. Okay.
I'm writing that down.
A universal dimmer can be used for LED bulbs and will, you know, will work quite nicely for you.
Okay. And then while we're on that, some of the outlets are like loose. When I plug something in, it doesn't always stay in. So maybe I should have those updated also.
Well, right. So if that is an issue where you put something in the receptacle and, you know, a cord or a vacuum cleaner doesn't grip anymore, then you may want to have an electrician come and do a quick little survey of the devices and just swap and change all that out.
I think I will.
Because here's the thing. The devices themselves, Carolyn, are inexpensive. So they're a couple, $3. If you're going to get the electrician there for an hour or two, he or she can swap those things out just, you know, very quickly. New devices, new trim plates, you're done. You have peace of mind to know that the devices are new and they're safe, and everything's going to work properly.
Right. And, yeah, safe. My dad was an electrician, so safe is important.
Safe is important.
Yeah. The next thing... The old acrylic shower, it's fine. It works fine. I was originally thinking, oh, I'll get a new one. I thought, no, can I just have it tainted? It's dingy beige, and I would like it a nice white.
You can. I mean, it can be repainted. You know, places like Miracle Method is a national chain of companies that can come in and paint it. On an acrylic tub, I'll tell you that what you're going to probably get is about 5 years of performance out of it. So it's going to buy you some time and allow you to save some money to eventually replace it all. So try them. I think that they'd be a good choice to come out there to look great. But again, 5 years is where you should look your eye on the prize as to when I'm going to have to replace it all. Thanks so much for the phone call. It's 7:57 in the morning. You're listening to the Mr. Fix-It Show. We'll take a quick break and be right back. That's a beautiful name, Myrna. I love that.
I love you, Lou.
I love you, Myrna.
I love you more.
He's more than just a pretty face. Now back to Lou Manfredini on Chicago's very own 720 WGN. When I need motivation,
my one solution. Welcome back. 8:08 in the morning. Mr. Fix-It Show on 720 WGN. This hour of the Mr. Fix-It Show, sponsored by Dykstra Home Services. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. This is Ted calling in from Frankfurt. Ted, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Morning, Lou.
How can I help you, sir?
Well, I got this question about mold inside a wall. What happened is I had two windows replaced, and the new windows leaked, and they eventually got replaced. But one wall was so bad, I opened it up, took the insulation out, replaced everything, put the spray in there to stop the mold. Mm-hmm. The other wall did leak. It did get wet, but it just has a couple spots that can be repaired. Can that mold in that wall be sealed in there and be okay like that?
Well, I'd like you to treat it and kill all that mold first. So do you have, when you say you have mold in it, what's the surface that it's on? Is it on wood? Is it on concrete? Is it on siding? What's it on?
It's on the back side of the drywall. If the water leaked between you could say, the drywall and the insulation. So it's on the inside of the wall.
Okay.
That is still closed.
But it's still closed up?
Yes.
All right.
I'm wondering if should I cut that open like I did the other wall?
Well, I mean,
the other wall was bad enough that you could put your hand through it when it rained.
Right.
That's how bad it got.
But if this got, but there's insulation in that wall, right, Ted?
Right.
Yeah. So that insulation, you know, depending on the amount of water that's there, probably is soaked and then closed up inside there. It's just a breeding ground for mildew and mold.
Right. Well, when I opened that other wall up, the wall itself, the water was leaking actually between the insulation face and the wall itself. So the insulation itself, the pink insulation, never got wet.
Interesting.
Even in the wall where the drywall was soft enough you could put your hand through it.
Right.
But it did have black on the front of it. So
right.
I cut it open, took it out. This other wall didn't leak as bad. The corners got soft where it was leaking.
Right.
Maybe 6 inches down. And then they got hard again when it dried up.
Right. Okay. So if you're asking my opinion, if it were me, I mean, you can cut a section out of the wall above the base trim so you don't have to mess with the base trim. And cut a rectangle out of that wall, you know, say a foot high by 2 or 3 feet, you know, go at least 2 wall cavities, you know, where it, on either side of the stud so you can expose it. Reach in there, and if you feel that insulation is wet, pull it out of there. And then this product you've heard me talk about called Fog You Mold. Is this spray?
Right, we've used it.
Yeah, this spray. It really is.
On the other walls.
It really is quite effective, and you can just hold it like a spray. You don't have to use it like a fogger, and actually just spray onto the material, and it'll kill the mold. And it takes it you know, any odor, and it once that kills that mold, the odor's gone. Then you can re-insulate and then patch it all up. But I mean, Ted, I wouldn't just assume that it's just a little bit of water and it's fine. It's closed up inside there. You've got
right. You've
got heat on the side that you're living in, even though it's, you know, cold on the other side and we're getting into the colder weather. It's just going to be a recipe for that stuff to grow.
Okay, I was wondering if it...
Yeah. I know, sorry.
I'll look it out. Not a problem.
I know it's not the answer that you wanted, but it's the right way to go. I appreciate you calling this morning. This is Joan in Wilmette. Joan, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Good morning, Luke. Happy Thanksgiving to you and your team.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you much. I've enjoyed your show since Roy Leonard days.
Oh, thank you very much.
I have had a leak in my kitchen ceiling. It's in the ceiling, and I think I know where it's coming from, but the house was built in the mid-50s. And it has the old-fashioned ceiling exhaust fan, which the leak is like 3 foot from the fan. So I've gone up into the attic, and I can't see any water there. But somehow or another, I think it is coming from the vent on the roof. And I've had a new roof put on, even before the roof was put on, there was a leak. Present. So I thought new roof will take care of that.
Okay. And, hold on 1 second, Joan. So you have an exhaust fan, like a metal exhaust fan that's in the ceiling in your kitchen.
Correct.
And then above that fan, is it an attic or is it a second floor?
An attic.
Okay. And do you have access to that attic at all?
Yes, I do.
Okay, and over in that area where this fan is, do you have a floor up there, or is it all just insulation?
It's insulation that I put up.
Okay, all right. It could be that fan with the wherever that pipe is coming out, does it vent? Do you know? Does it vent out the side of the house?
No, it doesn't. It vents up to the roof.
Through the roof. Okay.
Yeah.
So. It could be that vent that goes up through the roof, that leaking that you have could be condensation, meaning that if that pipe extends up beyond the insulation in the attic, that pipe, do you see the pipe when you look up in the attic?
Yes, I can. But let me also say that I only get the water coming in if there's a heavy downpour.
Okay.
If it's just a mist like we had, light rain,
mm-hmm.
whatever, I get no leak. But
you don't get anything in the winter time either.
No, only when the snow starts melting.
Got it. Okay. Well, then in that case, it could be a flashing issue with whatever this vent is that comes out of the roof. Now, the fact that you had the roof replaced, I would hope that they would have replaced that vent that's in the roof.
No, they did not replace that.
Yeah. So
I've tapped out a few times because the new roof was put in like 4 years ago, and I've had them out like three times, and I'm getting tired of them coming out.
Hold on a second. I'm going to figure out if I can get you somebody that can come out to you and figure that thing out for you. Because to me, you got to replace that vent and then reflash it properly. And then with that fan, make sure that the pipe is all insulated properly to make sure that there's not a condensation issue as well. The fact that you're telling me it only happens when it pours rain could be a flashing issue. So we'll see if I can get you the name of somebody to come out and take a look at it. 8:16 in the morning, we'll take a quick break.
Now back to Lou Manfredini on the Mr. Fix-It Show on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
My AI just changed.
820. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Anna's in Joliet. In Joliet. Anna, it just says you're smelly.
I don't know what the heck it is, but we have two.
Have you tried deodorant?
Yeah, showers once a week.
How about the Dove soap? I love the Dove soap.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, right. What is smelly at your house, Anna?
Okay, we live out in the country, okay, and we have two pump pits in the basement.
Uh-huh.
And after a real heavy rain like we had a week or so ago, it's not like they run a lot, but an awful sewer smell. You know how in the city they get that sewer smell?
Mm-hmm.
That's exactly what you have, and it actually permeates upstairs. So I know you're probably going to say call PermaSeal. That's my thought, but I just maybe had thought you might have an idea of what it is.
Okay, now there's some pumps, not ejector pumps, correct?
Yes, correct.
So you just have, so they have two pits. Do you have lids on them?
Correct.
And just one pipe coming out?
Two. Each have their own.
Right, but I mean each pit has just one pipe.
Correct.
All right. And if you took the lid off right now, would you smell anything?
Actually, there's just a little odor, so we have a blanket over it.
Oh, nice. All right. Now, your house, you said you live out in the country. Do you have a septic system, or are you on the city
Correct.
Sewer?
Nope. Septic.
Septic. Mm-hmm. Okay.
And these pumps eject out into the field.
Into
the farmer's field.
Okay. And where is your leach field for the house?
You're talking about the septic?
Right.
Behind the house.
Behind the house. Okay. So when it's super rainy, how long have you lived in this house?
23 years.
Yeah. My guess is you don't need PermaSeal. You need a sewer contractor to come out and do a perk test on your leach field. Then when you get that heavy rain, you're getting odor from your leach field, which could be saturated.
And that's coming into the house through those pits?
Well, so it's coming, so the thing is that leach field, if it is you have drain tile, right, that's around the perimeter of your home.
Correct.
That ultimately is connected to the soil. And so the odor can be permeating through the drain tile when you get the heavy rain that the leach field is saturated, and it's absorbing that smell and it's wicking into the home. How many people live in your home?
Three.
Yeah. I mean, that's my guess. And I think that you have to get what's called a perk test from a sewer contractor, a septic contractor,
okay,
to come out and take a look. Now, it could be that with the three of you, it's fine. Like, do you get your sludge pit pumped out regularly?
Every so many years.
Yeah, like when's the last time you did that?
Like 5 years.
Yeah.
Every 5 years.
Yeah. Typically, it's every three. But again, it depends on the amount of people that are there and, you know, what size the pit is. It might be something, if you did that more regularly, that could help too. When, let me ask you this, how long has this been going on?
Well, it's getting worse
right
in the last couple of years.
Right.
We noticed it about 10 years ago, but it seems to be getting worse now.
Right. I would contact a septic contractor. I don't know if you have and I assume your septic field is conventional. You don't have pumps or anything. It's just all gravity fed?
Correct.
Yeah. I would contact them and say, I've got this odor permeating through my sump pump pit. I talked to my friend in Chicago. Just say it like that because we're friends.
Right.
Because I called you smelly.
Correct.
And so
not everybody can do that.
Right, exactly. Reason. We have a special relationship that
correct
we don't like to talk about on the air.
Correct.
I'm just cracking myself up. Anyway, tell them I talked to my friend in Chicago, and he thinks that I need a percolate test because when I get a heavy downpour, I'm getting odor coming in through my drain tile. And I bet the person on the phone is going to say, yeah, he could be right. And then they're going to now the problem with this, Anna, is the fix is not one you're going to like. That septic field, if it's saturated, they may have to come and do some excavation and replace all that soil or relocate the septic field.
Okay, does this explain to you, too, that when I do laundry right after, I mean, I don't do it like a day or two after a big rain, but then if I do it the third day, I can only do so many loads because it will start to smell again?
Yes.
So that leads you to believe it's
probably septic. It's all tied into each other,
uh-huh,
right?
Okay. Well, great. Thank you very much.
Yeah, well, I don't know how great it is, but I think that it will help you determine what's going on. I mean, and ultimately, you know, what's your plan with this house, Anna? How long do you hope to stay there?
So I go to a nursing home.
Okay. Well, so hopefully you're young enough that that's a long time from now. You got to fix this now because someday when you go to sell it, they're going to do a perk test and say, hey, I love this house out in the country here in Joliet, but the septic feels saturated and we need a new one and we're going to give you X amount of dollars off of what you want.
Okay.
So it doesn't make any sense. So you got to get it fixed up for sure. Thank you so much for the phone call. It is 8:26 in the morning. We'll take a quick break and be back right after this.
It's Saturday morning. You know what that means. Time for Lou Manfredini and the Mr. Fix-It Show on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Lord, it's the same old tune, fiddle and guitar. Where do we take?
8:36 in the morning. Welcome back to the Mr. Fix-It Show.
It's been the same way for years.
This is what I love about our next guest and his business. And this is probably something that I'm not sure that he's ever done any kind of interviews before. The name of this company, where is it? Hold on. I got my list of my wines. I got, here we go. Owner of City Tree Delivery. So they're primarily, they deliver Christmas trees in the city of Chicago. But here is in the write-up that Lindsay sent me that is the thing that I focused in on. Now, this is something that you probably didn't think that I was going to pick up on, but this is such an important aspect of any business that I so appreciate that they put this in here. Our goal is to offer great local products at a fair price. Nothing is perfect, and we don't take our customers for granted. And if we make a mistake, notify us and give us a chance to rectify it. Our loyal team of employees consistently return every year to provide exceptional customer services. They're professional, they're courteous, and they're known to go above and beyond to ensure satisfaction. So he's like setting the stage. And this is the problem with society in general. We all like think that, oh my God, it's not perfect and it's got to be perfect. And now I'm going to return it and you're terrible. And that's not what life is. It's my new best friend on the phone right now, Chris Hohenstein. Hey, Chris, good morning.
Hi, Lou. How are you?
I'm good. I love that you put that in your description of what your business is. You're trying your best every day. And the thing is if it doesn't go right, we're going to do our best to make it right. That, to me, my friend, is the sign of a good business person.
Thank you very much. That's exactly right. We do our best. We deliver thousands of trees across Chicago. And we, every time if a customer lets us know, we want to make sure to work with them to make that right. We offer the best quality trees in Chicago. We have a great team of employees, and we do our best every day.
You guys, this is the ninth year that you've been doing this kind of full-service holiday business. What kind of inspired you to start this nine Christmases ago?
Sure. I was actually working full-time in public accounting, and I always had to throw my Christmas tree away in January because there was limited recycling options.
Right.
So I actually got U-Haul to work with the city to expand the Christmas tree recycling program, and I got U-Haul to donate some trucks. So we went around and picked up trees in the alley, and then right around 2008, 2009, I got laid off, and I thought, wouldn't it be fun to do this full service? People really appreciated the removal aspect, so I thought, why not try to deliver, set up, remove, and recycle this and do it the right way? So we try to pick everything local. We get local trees. We try to get premium products so it doesn't get disposed of in a landfill the next year.
So the whole concept behind your business is that people can come and view the trees. Like you have a lot, correct?
We didn't start that way, but we added a lot in 2011. It's we had two lots. We have one at 1531 North Damon and one at 4100 North Damon.
Well, one that's 1531 North Damon. Isn't that where Big Star is?
Yes, a lot of people know that. Big Star is a great restaurant in Wicker Park. They're phenomenal people to partner with, and we have a large tree display there that people come out and pick their tree out in person. And we offer delivery out of there as well if people wanted to get it delivered or go home with it.
So I can buy a tree and then I can go have some tacos.
Exactly.
That seems like
a margarita too.
Yeah, that seems like too bad Mike Steven isn't hearing this. He loves tacos. Let's go get our Christmas tree and some tacos, right?
He's been there many times.
So now with the lots, you can pick out the tree. Your service is primarily in the city of Chicago, so I want to be very clear to people on that if you live in Lake in the Hills, it's not a service you're going to be able to provide. But you and your team, someone will come in and they'll set it up. Now, do they buy a tree stand or do you rent them a tree stand? What do they do?
Customers can provide their own tree stand, but we also sell them. The ones we sell, we'll sell stands or rent them, and customers can have their own if they have one already.
Got it.
And I really like to emphasize that it's important to get a quality Christmas tree stand. That's one area where people, sometimes they go to CVS or Target and they get the cheap ones and they don't necessarily hold water. They're very hard to set up and remove.
Right.
And they're sometimes not stable.
Right. So you'll come in and for this service and they'll say, okay, fellas and ladies, put this over in the corner over there and you'll set it all up. You put the water on there. They decorate it. They enjoy the holidays. And if they want, as part of the service, you'll come back after the holidays once they take all the decorations down and you'll remove the tree. You'll take it and you'll even vacuum up the needles.
Correct. We use a hand vacuum, so it's not perfect, but it's pretty good.
I like that. I like your whole look. You got to set the expectations of people. Like, you don't want people calling you back and saying, hey, there's like four needles in the corner. You're not a cleaning service. You're just going to do the heavy grunt work that nobody wants to do, and you're going to set it all up. I love this concept. I think this is great. And I would imagine now in your ninth season, you probably got a bunch of repeat customers.
Yes, a lot of people have been with us from the very beginning, and every year we aim to get new customers and keep them.
That's awesome. So you can order 24 hours a day. Your website is citytreedelivery.com. And usually it says here, depending on the weather, of course, delivery is available within 36 hours. Now, do you get a lot of last-minute
orders where, oh my gosh, I need a Christmas tree by tomorrow or you know, or 2 days from now, whatever, where you get a lot of last-minute requests?
We do get those, and whenever we can, we try to accommodate. It's just given the scheduling and the logistics that go into it, it's not always possible to honor those real-time requests on there. But we do our best to accommodate that. But people do call and want a tree today or tomorrow, and usually our trucks are full at this point. But if we can fit someone in, we will.
Some of the trees that you carry, like the variety of trees, what kind of trees will they find?
We exclusively offer Michigan Fraser firs. Michigan is important just because we wanted something local. We didn't want it shipped across the country. But it comes from an award-winning farm. Last year we got some from Wisconsin as well, but they're all Fraser firs.
Nice.
And that's what people want.
And do you also offer other decor items for people if they come in or order online?
Yes, we have garland, wreaths, and those kind of sell out quickly sometimes. There's usually gone by the end of the year. But we also have Cinco Express Christmas tree stands, commercial-grade lights, and wreaths, garland, stands, and lights. And we can rent stands and lights. Sometimes people don't necessarily want to store them.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a high-rise downtown. So we offer a rental service for lights and stands. But that you need to purchase removal if you get rental.
That's great. Chris Hohenstein is the owner of City Tree Delivery, a local company that'll deliver and set up your tree, even vacuum up the needles if they go to pick it up, as Lindsay described it. They're the Uber of Christmas trees. And you can learn more about their service and order trees at citytreedelivery.com. You also have a phone number, 312-GRN-XMAS, Green Christmas. Chris, congratulations on the business, continued success, and thanks so much for taking time this morning.
Thank you. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, that's great. I love that idea. That's really a great idea. I mean, for a lot of people that just don't want to mess with it, they show up, they set it up, they do the whole deal, and come pick it up if you want. Again, it's primarily in the city of Chicago, so for those of you living in the suburbs, you can either try and coerce them to come out there or start your own business. 8:44 in the morning, we'll take a quick break and be back right after this.
This is Nick Offerman, now for some more. This is Nick Offerman. Now back to some good, clean fun with Lou Manfredini on Chicago's very own 720 WG. Son of a... Now back to some good, clean fun with Lou Manfredini on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
His giggle is really the funniest thing about it.
Belly laugh.
Oh. Welcome back. 8:49 in the morning. Lou Manfredini here with you, the Mr. Fix-It Show. Oh, we got a lot of mold questions this morning. This is Peter in Chicago. Hi, Peter. You're on WGN.
And good morning to you, Lee. How you doing?
Good, good, good. How can I help you?
All right. A mold problem, Lou, in an indoor closet, very small indoor closet. And I use the foggy mold on all the three walls and the ceiling. But I'm wondering, does that have any effect on the clothes? There's a couple of jackets hanging on in there, you know. Does that have any effect on the clothes? Would that, in other words,
it'll keep the mildew and mold off of the clothes.
Oh, it will. Yeah. Okay.
But it's not. It shouldn't. If I were going to treat the closet,
yeah,
I would remove the clothing from the closet when I sprayed it.
Okay.
Now,
what about,
go ahead,
the clothing itself then, though? What do we do with that?
Oh, with the mold that's on the clothing?
If there's a smell. I mean, the smell is there. I don't see any mold on it, but there's a smell, you know?
Yeah. And is this clothing you can wash?
Some of it is, yeah. Some of them are jackets, yeah.
Yeah, so the stuff you could wash, I would wash and try and get it as clean as possible. You know, the thing is that if it's been there for a while, the problem you have, Peter, is that it can really dig into the fibers and the discoloration will never go away. You can kill the mold and mildew, but the discoloration may not go away. And then the jackets, those you could clean. You know, foggy mold is safe on fabrics. There's also a product, though, that is probably a better way to go, called, for the clothing, is Concrobium. Concrobium is a cleaner that is safe on all fabrics, and that you could spray onto the fabrics, even the jackets per se, or you could use a rag where you'd spray it on the rag and wipe that off as much as you can. And even if you kept it a little bit moist with the Concrobium, that would help to kill that as well. Again, the discoloration may not go away if it's been there a while. But here's the other kind of question I have for you. This closet where you have the mildew and mold, is it on an outside wall?
I think one of them is under the steps on an outside wall. The one small wall on the far end, I think it is.
Okay, so this is in the basement?
Yeah, correct, Lou.
Okay,
correct.
So you're getting a lot of moisture in that closet.
That wall?
Well, right, and you're getting it in, and so that mildew and mold is formed because you have excessive moisture in there. And are the walls plaster?
Yes.
Okay. So, I mean, you may want to figure out a way to get some sort of ventilation in there, which could really help you out quite a bit.
Okay.
You know, if one wall is under the stairs,
yeah.
You know, is there a way for you to put a fan? Is there a wall where a fan could maybe, like an exhaust fan, and blow outside?
That's a possibility, Lou.
Yeah.
Check that out a little closer. Yeah, that's a possibility.
Something like that, Peter, with a fan hooked up to a humidistat could really make a difference. And I think that you would find that it'd help you control that space.
With that Concrobium that you're talking about, Lou, is that Concrobium Plus or Concrobium 2 or 3? Is it just one?
One word. If you go to Ace and you ask them for it, they'll have the Fog You Mold and they'll have the Concrobium there both. And I think that you'll find that the combination of the two will do a good job for you. Thanks so much for the phone call, Peter. I want to talk to Jerry, who's in Romeoville. Hey, Jerry, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Hello. How you doing?
Good, sir. How can I help you?
Well, my refrigerator, I put a new filter in for the water, and the other filter was old, quite a few months old, but the water was still strong coming out. I put this one in, and it's kind of a weak flow. And I took it out again, and when I took it out, the water was running over the top of it a little bit. When I took the old one out, the water did not run over the top. So I'm wondering if something's wrong with this brand new filter.
Is it a cartridge type filter that you put in and you turn like a quarter
maybe
turn?
Just push it up again and screw it in.
Yeah.
The smart water.
And
I made sure that the label stuck out the same way as the old one did.
And you're 100% sure that it's the same filter.
Oh yes. Okay. It's got the same numbers on it and everything.
Okay.
I bought three of them.
You bought three of them? Okay.
Yeah.
And so when you plug this one on, you have a trickle of water coming out, and this is
It's not a trickle, but it's much slower than it was before. The water looks crystal clear, so I think it's filtering.
Okay. Part of the issue is that if you're, how, the older filter, how long was it in there?
Oh, quite a few months.
All right. So you do regularly change these filters?
I do ordinarily, but I didn't this last time because the water was still coming out and it still tasted good.
Okay.
The other parts of my house, the water does not taste as good as it does out of here.
Got it.
Even with the old filter.
There's a chance that there could be a problem with the filter. What I would tell you is, as a test, I would take, since you said you bought more than one, take the second one. You know, typically, I'll tell you what, when you first put these filters in, you do get a little bit of a, there can be a problem with airlocking. Because it's empty when you put it in there. And you know how when you first put it in, you get a little spitter and spitting from it,
I
you know?
Had that. Yeah.
So that could be an issue with the filter as well. So here's what I would do two things I would do to test it. Pop that filter out, take it over to the kitchen sink and drain it. You know, hold it upside down, get all the water out, give it a little shake, make sure you don't, you know, it shouldn't be there. I don't think there's anything loose in them, but you know, it should feel pretty solid. And then try it one more time. Let it spit and sputter at you a little bit until you get that nice steady stream. If it's still slow, then take the second filter that you bought and try that one.
I'll do that.
And then if that one works fine, then it's certainly reasonable for you to take that one that's bad, put it back in the box and exchange it wherever you purchased it for another one.
Yes. Well, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
I thank you for calling and being part of the show. I really do. It's 8:56 in the morning.
You're listening to
Lou Manfredini.
Hi, Lou.
Don't we have to sing that song?
Lou,
you're okay.
Lou Manfredini.
Okay.
And the Mr. Fix-It Show.
This is a little brass stripping brush.
Okay. Yeah.
If you need a little bit more aggressive.
I like all the copper choir voice.
Choir voice. Okay. Chore voice.
Chore voice. Here he is now on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Well, no one told me about her.
This hour of the Mr. Fix-It Show, sponsored by PermaSeal Basement Systems and by Fox Home Center. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. It's also our text line. We'll do our Just Text Me segment. We're going to taste some wines that you may want to have this holiday season, courtesy of our friends at Vinny's.
Woo-hoo!
920 boys in my studio when you get a chance.
What about hey
and you lady?
Whole, hey guys.
Yeah. Are you here?
I offended somebody, by the way, earlier when I said girls.
Girls?
Lindsay let me know. Somebody texted in that it's disrespectful.
Well, not if you're a girl.
I know. I thought the same thing. People well, just if look that, for things to text.
Right. If they listen to what I said.
No, they're bagging on me because I said guys and girls.
Well, right. But if they're and what is
women.
What is the at what point is a girl not a girl? What would you say?
I'm not a girl.
Right.
Well, she texted me, "Are you a boy?" And I said, "Yes, I am a boy."
Right. I would say 18.
I wasn't trying to be disrespectful. That's what I'm getting
at. I sometimes get offended if people call me, like, people say, I don't get offended because it's not, they're not.
Ma'am.
But when I say ma'am, I'm like, ma'am.
If I'm going out with my friends, though, we say the boys are going out.
Yeah.
Hanging with the boys. Hanging with the boys.
Right.
Or like Sadie's friends, my daughter's friends, when they say Mrs. Smithwick, it drives me crazy.
Well, what?
That's
what,
a girl.
Well, that's what you are.
I'm a girl.
But you are Mrs. Smithwick.
Well, I don't like it. Don't disrespect me like that.
All right. Well, wow. You see how hard this is?
Pow, pow, pow.
I know, right? Guns a-blazing. Right. This is the thing. This is the problem in
guns
general.
Guns blazing
is
everybody funny
just,
either, Lou.
Yeah, everybody gets so literal and so just be more like a duck.
Yeah,
everybody,
your mention of guns is offensive, by the way.
Yeah, well, I would appreciate if you wouldn't say guns blazing.
Everybody just needs to be like a duck. You know my point about the duck?
Guns, now ducks? You know what happens
to
ducks?
No, not ducks. I did not go duck hunting, by the way.
You shooting ducks again?
I did not feel well, and I actually did not go. But
quack.
If you've ever seen a duck when it's floating in the water, when it's raining, the water just rolls right off its back. Okay? So we all have to be more like ducks. You know, we don't have to nitpick so much. When stuff's driving you crazy or people are saying, you just go quack and you just act like a duck.
I feel like we need the SNL Deep Thoughts music behind this.
Deep Thoughts. Sure. 312, thank you. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. This is Carol in Willowbrook. Hi, Carol. You're on WGN. Good morning.
Hi, Lou. We've had a major mold problem in our attic. We have a 75-foot ranch house, and we had mold that whole 75 foot. And the reason was when a roofer in 2009 replaced the roofing and he installed insulation in the attic, mm-hmm. they went all the way to the edge of the house with it and covered the soffit vents. And we've had such condensation that it started coming in, peeling the ceiling, and you could see it on the walls. And I want to know a name of a contractor to replace the flexible duct in the attic with the same. I heard you could not clean flexible ducting.
You mean the flexible duct for the HVAC system?
We have the air conditioning unit. We're all electric house.
I see. Okay,
and
so that.
I think they need to be cleaned because of the mold that was making me sick.
Right.
And they came out, took a whole week and two doses of the application that killed the mold.
Mm-hmm.
And then they sealed it. And then we put in, they took all the insulation out. And then they put some in.
You cannot with the insulation with the flexible ductwork. They can't clean that because they'll just tear it all apart.
Yes, and I was fearful that the mold got inside because this ductwork was from 1980.
Got it. Yeah. So what I would do is, you definitely want to get the furnace. Did you already have the furnace up there, the AC unit cleaned?
It's the AC unit. No, we didn't have that yet. We put in a filter. We don't have no furnaces. We just got the electric heat.
Right. Okay. So Dykstra Home Solutions is a company that can help you with the cleaning and the replacement of the ductwork.
Okay.
And their website's DykstraHomeSolutions.com, but their phone number, if you want it, let me know. Dykstra Home Services. Don't we want them to change their name to Solutions? Services, Dykstra Home Services. Are you sure it's Services, not Solutions? You're on it. Services. Okay. Do you have a pencil or a pen?
Yeah.
All right. 844-371-3220.
3220. Yeah, when this insulation guy come out and they put new vents on the roof, mushroom vents, so we'd have a lot of air circulation.
Yeah.
Because the roofer at the time took off all the mushroom vents. He put that attic peak vent, and that got so clogged up, it was no circulation up there.
Well,
and I was getting sick.
I'm so sorry. Yeah, the insulating and covering up of the soffit vents was really the major mistake in all of that, and I'm sorry that you had that experience, but at least you're on the mend, hopefully feeling better. And then if you call the folks at Dykstra Home Services, they can help you with both of those issues, the cleaning and the replacement of the flexible ductwork as well. Thank you so much for the phone call. Let's talk to Sharon in Franklin Park. Sharon, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Good morning to you.
How can I help you?
Well, we have a concrete driveway, and we try to keep the kids' friends from parking on it, but the one did, and they had an oil leak, and now we got a big oil spot on the driveway. I was wondering what is the best thing to use to clean it.
When did this happen?
A few days ago.
Pour and restore.
Pour and restore.
Go to your, where are you? You got an Ace in Franklin Park, don't you?
I live right around there.
Perfect. Go see them. Say, Lou said you got a bottle of Pour and Restore. This is the stuff that looks like milk of magnesia.
Oh, okay.
Pour it over the stain. Do it. You do it today because it's warm. This is the day to do it.
Oh, okay.
Pour it over the stain. Let it sit there, okay, until tomorrow.
Uh-huh.
And then you're going to go back over the top of it with a little putty knife or something and scrape it up, and then you'll have a wet spot. But it's going to wick all that oil out of there, and then it should look great.
Oh, okay.
You tell those kids to get that car fixed.
Do it sooner.
What's that?
I said if it was there longer, would it work as well, or do you need to get it right away?
Well, I mean, if you wait 2 months, it's not going to work as well as if you waited 2 days.
Also, I was wondering, do you have to reseal that driveway how often?
I mean...
Because we never have. We've had it like 5 years, and it seems fine still. But
it looks fine now?
Yeah.
And is it a pretty consistent color when you look at it?
Yeah, they did a good job.
Nice. There's nothing wrong with sealing it. Really, with concrete, it's kind of one of those things you seal once, and whatever it is, it is. But if you ever wanted to seal it, you may hear me talk a lot about this product called Bone Dry.
Oh, okay.
Which is a sealer you could put yourself that actually bonds the first probably inch of that concrete on the top. There aren't many sealers that do that, and that one would do a nice job over the top of it. It would definitely help you when those kids come over with their leaky cars.
Oh, okay.
It would still leave an initial stain, but it would be easier for you to get it up.
Well, thank you very much.
Thank you for calling in. I appreciate you joining us this morning. 9:17 in the morning. We'll be right back.
Fix-It Show on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Welcome back. This makes you happy. It's 9:21 in the morning, and I'm serving the kids wine. Doma T and Sam and Lindsay are going to try three of the Binny's wine tasting. This is our wine tasting for November 25th, 2017. And we have three wines that we're going to try this morning with a terrific... Lindsay's changing it up. She's pouring three for everyone now. Is that what you're doing?
We did that last week.
Is that what we did that last week? I thought we gave you all one taste. So we're doing... Where are you there, Domati? What do you got, three or four there? I don't know what mic you're on.
Right here. I think I'm live.
There you go. You're good to go. Okay. And Lindsay's going to sit down with us as well, and I think that's her over there. So we have three wines, ladies and gentlemen. The first one, do you know which is which, what you poured?
Well, yeah.
You do? Okay. Which one is the
red wine?
Schomsberg Blanc de Blancs.
Is that the champagne?
It is translated, it is not. Wait, let's see. It's translated that what I just said is the white wine from white grapes.
Oh, that's...
This bubbly Chardonnay, okay, so it must be the bubbly, shows finesse and depth of being aged on the leaves for over 2 years. Vibrant, fruitful, crisp, with a creamy mousse.
Creamy.
Domati?
Does have a creamy
flavor to it.
This is the bubbly, this one?
Yeah.
Now, this is the wine. This feels more like
the bubbles, Sam.
It is a Chardonnay. This is not a champagne from... This isn't like...
It's not a champagne. It's a Chardonnay. It's a Blanc de Blanc.
It's like a sparkly Blanc Chardonnay. Blanc.
Right? Chardonnay shows finesse, depth of being aged on the leaves for over 2 years. Crisp with a creamy mousse.
Great for New Year's.
Good for New Year's.
I taste the mousse.
You taste the mousse? All right. All right. The next one is Arani Sauvignon Blanc 2016.
This is my jam.
All right. Here we go. Ready? Don't taste it. Yes. Citrus nose with unique stone fruit character, rich and soft on the palate with a mandarin-like ripeness balanced by the bright citrus of the nose, a ripe, fruit-forward alternative to many of the, this is the one you were talking about, grapefruit bombs on offer from the Marlboro area, $10.99 a bottle. By the way, the first one you had, the bubbly, was $32.99. This one's only $10.99.
Yeah. Anything from the Marlboro region, my friend, is my...
That's what you love.
Tea.
Where's that at? Where's the region at?
That's in New Zealand.
Oh.
That's in New Zealand.
That's why I asked. I had no idea.
Like, really?
Oh.
I always feel like
I can tell Domati's a wine guy. I can just tell. I can see the guy's got a great smile, but you should see the smile on his face after he takes a little sip of wine.
I love that big curly straw you brought in, too.
This is my favorite.
You like it? Do you like that one as well, Domati?
Yes. This is really, and the smell. This is like, it's citrusy.
It is. It's a nice
smell. It wakes you up.
You didn't smell it, did you?
Do you like it?
I do like it.
You like it. All right.
It's better than the bubbly. It's always funny because we give the prices and you're like, wait a minute.
Yeah, this is. I like this better than the bubbly.
$10.99. That's a pretty good deal.
It's a good deal.
All right. The last one you're going to try today is called Tres Lagunas Garnacha 2016. All right. See if you can smell this. You're smelling? Okay. Wild strawberry and tart cherry notes.
Cherry, for sure.
Fill out this impressive red highlighted with hints of smell one more time before I say it. Smell one more time. Roasted nuts and black pepper.
Pepper.
There's the black pepper.
Mm-hmm.
Is that the
fresh
smell,
and focused with a persistent lavender finish that lingers long on the palate? This is a top tier wine, selling for a song only $9.99. Can you try not to get your calls? Can you try not to get your calls during the show? All right, give that a see if you get the long. Lingering lavender finish.
Get this to the straw here.
I've got the black pepper.
Yeah?
I do too. You have to try this.
Yeah, that's good.
This is good.
You like that?
This is really good.
$9.99 a bottle.
It's a unique taste, yeah. It's unique. At first, it takes some getting used to, but I like it. I can get used to this.
All these wines can be found at Binnie's.com. If you didn't catch the wine names on the air, or you can always call Binnie's Wine Hotline at 866-975-6188. Your personal sommelier is a phone call away, or you can email them at wine@binnies.com. If you go to their website, they have a little button that says Wine on the Air. Lindsay's also going to take a nice picture of all three bottles and list all the names after the show, and she'll put that up on our Facebook page. Thank you, gentlemen.
Are we
going to
say our favorites, though?
What's okay?
We got to say our favorite.
Okay, here we go. Your favorite?
My favorite is clearly the Marlboro Stout.
Yeah.
I got to go with that one, too.
Yes.
I think it is.
I like the black pepper, the red.
See? Very nice. Very nice.
I like
nice
a little
job.
Heat to it.
Nice job. All right, 9:27 in the morning. We'll be right back.
You did think about me, right? I didn't get a chance to talk. Obviously, this happened earlier this week. David Cassidy passed away, which was super sad to me because I was a huge fan. He was like that was my generation. I mean, you know, like watching the Partridge Family and David Cassidy. Not that I was like, he was like, oh my God, I think he's the greatest thing. But I always had this, I liked David Cassidy. And I was explaining to Mallory, who's 18, yeah, did some guy die? Like, who was David Cassidy? And I said, he would be your Justin Bieber. Right?
I don't know.
Teen Idol. I mean, right? I mean, before, you know, I know Justin Bieber's had his problem. I don't think David Cassidy had the same sort of, I don't think he had a dark, you know, Justin Bieber certainly has had a couple of, you know, whatever, run-ins or whatever, yeah, problems. I mean,
earlier in life, maybe not.
But earlier.
Later in life, he suffered a little addiction problems, right, David?
Correct, right. But during his whole thing, and I was just super sad when I heard that, and he was only 67, which is not that much older than me, and that's sad that I know that I think that he was diagnosed with dementia, you know, a few years ago, and so that's too bad. It was a little piece of my childhood, you know, that kind of like, oh, that's a bummer.
I
David
think of
Cassidy.
You when I hear that song, because I know you do the whole thing when you're like, oh, I woke up kind of feeling funny this morning. And that song's leading up, and then you're like, I think it's because.
There you go. Hey, you remember that.
I thought that was
that's
the
good.
Sweetest thing.
Yeah, David Cassidy. Rest in peace, my friend. Too bad. That's too bad. Well, it is time for our Just Text Me segment, where you send us text messages at 312-981-7200, and we'll get to your phone calls, too. Hang on, Dale and Roberta and Mary.
Charles Manson also died.
Yeah, that doesn't have the same effect to me.
It doesn't clearly have the same effect, but did you know that I have a strong interest in that whole thing? Just because of...
Really?
Yeah. Did you not know that about me?
I did not.
I can tell you way more than you want to know.
Really? Mm-hmm. That's strange, because you're way too young for any of that.
I know, but it was the whole...
That was all before you were born.
Oh, I know. But it's just the whole, like, you know, the music scene of it, and it just was.
And you love all the movies about drug addictions and stuff.
I do.
Right. Yeah, it's really strange.
It's just strange to me, and that's why I think it's so fascinating.
Because it's so foreign.
It's so foreign to me.
It's not anything that you're looking at, wow, I wonder what that would be like.
Oh, no, I do. But I'll never know, so it's just interesting to me.
You know you're on the air.
I'm not, like... Sleep tight tonight.
Right, exactly. Right, right. Stay away from me. Do you have some text messages that won't scare me? I need something like on mildew and mold, please. That's all I want.
Lou, is there any advantage to adding a chlorine tablet in some pump tank tanks similar to what you put in a toilet tank?
I mean, it'll chlorinate the water. There's not an advantage to it. I mean, I suppose... If you had a, you know, the thing is, if it's an odor issue that you're having at the sump pump, while this sounds strange, you can actually literally clean the side walls of your sump pump pit. Take the lid off, use a regular cleaner, like, you want something that's not going to suds up a lot. So maybe even something like some powdered spick and span. Pour it into the pit, use a toilet brush. Reach down there and scrub the sidewalls of it all the way up and get that gunk that can form there from, you know, the water that sits in there. And that'll help to freshen things up. If you drop a chlorine tablet in there, it's just going to chlorinate the water. That's all. You're not drinking that water. I guess my only concern with the chlorine tablet is that if the sump pump is ejecting the water into the backyard on the lawn, you'll probably kill the lawn.
Mm-hmm. Next.
I'm learning to not
comment on your... I just say, okay, on to the next. Can you recommend a good exterior camera brand that doesn't come with a monthly fee?
Camera?
So like a security camera.
Oh, well, the guys at Ring They have, there's no fee with that Ring program. They make one, they not only make one that you can use on your front door, like your doorknob, or your doorbell, rather. They now have a security light that has a camera built in that works. And then First Alert still makes a camera system. I have used this camera system at our house. It's probably been in use now for at least 5 years. First Alert makes a camera system that is its own little monitor. It will hold up to four cameras that feed into the security system, and they're wireless. And so you can put the camera video thing in your office, like in my wife's office at our house. I have the camera set up, and I have a camera facing the front of the house. And so when she's working in the office, if someone comes to the door, she can see who's there. And I have it, and it's an outdoor camera. It has been hanging on the front of my house for at least 5 years, and it works every single day.
Oh, they say Ring is $30 per year per camera.
It is? Uh-huh. I didn't know that.
I didn't either.
Really? Look that up.
All right.
I didn't think that. Is it the app that costs? We'll have to do a little.
That's a good question. I didn't think that was either. Maybe it's the security camera part, not the doorbell.
Yeah, I didn't think there was any contract. But the First Alert one, I know, it used to be available at Ace. Some Ace stores still may carry that First Alert product, but I do know you can find it online.
What about Belkin? Didn't you like one from Belkin?
Oh, Belkin. Okay, so the Belkin cameras, that's another one, too. I have two of those set up, too. That's right. Thank you for reminding me. I actually have that set up on an app. There's no charge whatsoever. And that, you can have multiple ones. You can list them, you know, front of the house, back of the house. I don't think you have the ability to view them all at the same time. You have to scroll through them. But those Belkin cameras are under $100 a piece. And those, too, are available. Some are wired. Some are wireless. The wireless units connect to your Wi-Fi system. The wired ones, you have to plug into your router. So it's a little more, you know, the distance of what you use it at is different. The wireless ones cost a little bit more, but it's about $100.
It's a deal.
Mm-hmm.
Lou, I have a double sink in my kitchen. I do dishes in one sink. In the other sink, I have a drainer rack where I place the wet dishes to dry. When I empty the sink containing the soapy water, the soap suds come up into the drain of the other sink. What can I do?
It more than likely, if you have two traps on each sink, which you should, then they both drain into the main line going into the wall or down the floor, however it's set up. That portion of it from the sinks where it goes into the wall is clogged. And you need to either rod that out or use some type of drain opener that you could use. One of my favorites is this product called InstaFlow, which we just recently posted a Twitter tweets about that for Thanksgiving. It works really well. You activate it with boiling water and follow the instructions on the container, and it works. That probably will free things up. It's not usually at the sink level where you have this problem. It's the drain that goes into the wall. One more.
Okay. Hold on.
Oh, you didn't have one more? I'm sorry.
Toilet. Our toilet is very hard to flush. Great pressure on the handle is required. Time for new guts?
Yeah, that's strange. It could be that it probably is just your flapper. That over time, what happens, the flapper on the flush valve, the thing that lifts up so it flushes, the rubber can become gummy and almost deformed. And it may be like literally almost like it's glued to the little rim. Pop that out, get a new one. A universal that goes right over the top of that, or if you have a specific toilet, get the one that's specifically for that. Change out that flapper, and it should solve the problem. That's our Just Text Me segment this morning. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. That's the number that Dale called in Burbank. Dale, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Good morning.
How can I help you, sir?
Got a window problem. It's not in my house. It's in my mom's. She about, I don't know, probably 12, 14 years ago at least, got replacement windows put in, vinyl replacement windows. And the window frames and everything are all in good shape, but there's about 30 windows in the house, counting the upper and down panes of the double hungs. But the actual glass part of them are all going bad. A lot of the windows, like I'm looking at the ones right now in my apartment, have like a metal strip between the two panes of glass if you look through the window.
Right. On the edge.
Right.
Yeah.
The ones my mom got had like a black rubber around the inside. And that's starting to balloon out and push its way out into the window area. And would you know someone who could come out and do a decent job reglazing the whole house? You know, the windows are fine, everything, but the glass is going bad.
But reglazing it, in other words, that edge that you're talking about is the part that's in between the two panes of glass.
Right. So I assume the whole panes of glass, the whole thing's going to have to be replaced.
Right. But also, Dale, do you notice, are any of the window panes fogging up?
We've only got one, or I think it might have been a second one. It had a little bit of condensation out maybe a year or two ago, and it hasn't done it since.
Okay. The only thing with the reglazing, I mean, the what you're talking about, that bulging and that black kind of border that goes around there, that's the spacer between the two panes of glass. And it's probably just, it's a piece of aluminum, but what they have is, it's kind of a gummy rubber sealant that when they press the window together, that's how they get the seal. Okay.
Oh, well, that's what's going bad.
Correct.
It's coming out. Yeah.
But it may not be possible with vinyl windows. Typically, they're all basically vinyl welded on all four sides, and they're welded together around that glass. So it's essentially one piece of vinyl wrapped around that glass. Now, some vinyl windows are screwed together, and they're four separate pieces that are screwed together. You would have to take the sash out to find out if that's possible.
Okay. My mom already had someone out that gave her a price that seemed high, and they said they could replace them.
They could replace the glass?
Replace the glass, yes.
Okay. All right.
Their price was in the $4,000 range.
For 30 windows?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Some of them are pretty slow.
Yeah, but I mean that's actually for 30 windows is a pretty cheap price. I mean that's a lot of windows.
Yeah,
and
they seem like that many when you look at the house when you walk around the town, you know, because every double hung's got two.
Right, know, and they have to take the windows, right? They got to take them in, reglaze them all, and then come back and reinstall them.
Oh well, my mom had one window done one time when the company was still in business that she bought them through.
Right.
And the guy measured it, he came out with the glass and put it in right there on location.
Well, right. With the glass. Here's the thing. Most reglazing companies, if they do this, are probably going to take the sashes with them and build them out and then bring them back. Now, there might be some that do it remotely. I do know I'm going to put you on hold because there is a company that I may be able to send you with to at least get another estimate that's not too far from you. That might be worth a try. I appreciate the phone call. It is 9:48 in the morning. We'll take a quick break and be back right after this.
Now back to the Mr. Fix-It Show on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Love is a burning thing.
Welcome back. 9:52 in the morning, 312-981-7200. Roberta is in Berkeley. Hi, Roberta. You're on WGN. Good morning.
Morning, Lou. I think I have something I don't ever think you heard of before. I have the mold problem. I took care of that, but I have my daughter had bacterial diabetic infection that went through my whole house. Mother's Day, she's still in the hospital, but she's getting better. How do you get rid of that smell? My foot doctor said it can, when an open wound can go through the walls and carpeting and everything.
Hold on a minute. So she has this.
She had a wound and nobody knew it, and she almost. Went into a coma. I said, I know this is not a medical show, but my foot doctor does this. He said, and then I had mold problem. I had the whole closet taken out. So it still smells here because I get these sinus infections. How do you get rid of, do you ever hear of a bacterial infection going through a house like that?
Well, I mean, it can be housed. I mean, it certainly can hang on to areas And in particular, because it's been a little damp, that can be problematic as well. So
this started Mother's Day. Now, like I said, I had this whole closet in the basement removed this week. From there was some mold in there, but I said it still has kind of the smell coming through.
Yeah.
And it did fog the whole basement. So is there anything else you can use to get rid of this bacterial infection?
Are you smelling it throughout the house?
Yeah, mostly in the living room, or mostly when the heat vents, you know, when the heat comes.
Yeah. Okay, so
I have windows open and everything.
Okay, so have you had the heating and cooling system cleaned?
Yes, in September.
All right. I want you to go to the hardware store and buy, like, 4 bottles of Fog U mold. Okay?
Okay.
And then downstairs in your, where you have forced air heating, right?
Yeah, I have 4 seasons, in fact.
Okay. You know where the vent is, or the you know where the filter is that you pull out to change?
Yeah.
I want you to pull that filter out. I want you to go to the when you go by the Fog U mold, they also have a spray that you're going to put on the furnace filter. Okay? It's a separate bottle. So you're going to buy a new filter. You're going to buy a pleated filter, and you're going to spray this on your pleated filter. But before you do that, you're going to turn the fan on, the thermostat from auto to fan on, and you're going to let that fan run, and you're going to take the Fog U mold, and you're going to spray it into the furnace, into that slot where the fan is.
Oh, because somebody told me they always put Lysol there every time they...
No. We don't want Lysol. We want something that's going to kill the mold that might be in the ductwork. And you're going to spray that, and you're going to hold it there for, like, you're going to... Once the fan's running, you're going to spray, and you're going to maybe count to 15 while you're spraying. Okay? Then I want you to shut the fan off. Everything off. Okay. Then any of the vents that you can take off, the covers, spray the Fog U mold inside there in the vents, each one of them individually.
You mean in the house?
In the house. With the system off.
Oh.
Then let that sit there for like 20 minutes, half an hour. Okay. Turn your furnace back on normally. Why don't you leave for an hour before you come back?
Oh, because it's going to smell, right?
Well, we just want it to circulate through all the rest of the house. Then when that's all done...
Each vent in the whole house.
Correct. Then when that's all done, hopefully things will improve. But do you have any carpeting?
Yes.
That all needs to be cleaned. And you got to get all that cleaned up. And any kind of fabrics you can treat with the Fog U mold, like furniture and stuff, to lightly spray just in case anything is on there, and in particular on the bottom of that stuff as well. Thank you so much for the phone call. We'll be right back.
So long, farewell, I'll be here saying adieu.
Adieu, adieu, to you and you and you.
Thanks so much for listening. Time for Lou's Last Call, sponsored by Townstone Financial. Sam is in Prospect Heights. Sam, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Good morning, Lou. How are you?
Good. How can I help you, sir?
Yeah. We're in Prospect Heights, where we have very hard water. Now, I've got an outdoor spigot that, of course, I attached the hose, and I used it all summer long.
Yep.
The spigot sprays all over, okay? It needs, I guess, a new washer, whatever. Sprays, but I tolerated it. Now I am trying to remove the hose, and the spigot is built as part of my deck. So I have to go underneath the deck on my back to attach or detach the hose, and I cannot take it off. And I've tried an adjustable wrench. We're using a hammer.
So it's the actual hose coming off of the spigot itself.
Yes.
You can't loosen it.
I cannot loosen the connector.
There is an oil, spray oil you may have heard me talk about called Superzilla.
Superzilla.
It's a lightweight oil that has this capillary effect. Spray it onto the threads, give it about 10 minutes, it will work through the joints, then go with the adjustable wrench, and it'll probably pop right off. Thanks so much for listening.